and till Monday. Zaka urges government to avoid over-exporting maize, and a suspected French spy arrested in alleged Mali coup plot. Good afternoon, with the main news at 13 hours, I am Christabel Kamono. The case in which the family of late former President Edgar Lungu has applied for leave to appeal the court's judgment on the repatriation of his body has been adjourned to Monday, August 18, 2025 at 10 hours. The adjournment follows a request by the Lungu family's lawyer, Senior Counsel Tembeka Nkukaitobi, who asked the court to stand down the matter as discussions between the family and government to resolve the issue are still ongoing. The parties are in talks on how to resolve the matter, and if the discussions succeed, the court will be informed, but we need more time than today, said the family lawyer. He added that his team and the lawyers representing government had agreed to request that the matter be stood down to Monday, the 18th, at 10 o'clock. Both legal teams agreed to stand down, hinting at the possibility of progress in negotiations between government and the family. The matter arises from last Friday's judgment ordering that the late president's remains be returned to Zambia for a state funeral and burial at Embassy Park.
AJP, the parties are talking to each other about how to resolve the matter. If the discussion succeeds, the court will be informed, but we need more time than today, and we have agreed with my learned friend to ask the court for an indulgence to stand down the leave to appeal to Monday the 18th at 10 o'clock.
Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mposha says over 80% compliance levels have been recorded at some port sites along affected rivers following the recent pollution incident involving cenomators. Speaking at a press briefing in Lusaka today, Mr. Mposha said 251 water samples were collected across 10 districts on the Copperbelt, with results showing that pH levels have normalized at 95.7% of the sampled sites, falling within their required limits and deemed safe for consumption. He explained that the decline in pollution levels includes reduced concentration of heavy metals such as cadmium, copper, cobalt, manganese and zinc in line with the Zambian standards for ambient water quality. Mr. Mposha assured the public that water supplied by commercial utility companies is treated and tested before reaching consumers. He added that the government remains committed to keeping the public informed on developments regarding the pollution incident.
Laboratory results indicate that pH levels have returned to normal ranges across all the sampled sites. This is further supported by the steady decline in heavy metal concentration, including cadmium, cobalt, copper, manganese, and zinc, as per the Zambia standards for ambient water quality.
The Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA, has urged government to avoid over-exporting maize and millet during this crop marketing season. This week, the government announced plans to export surplus maize from the over 500 metric tons of maize expected in this crop marketing season. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, ZACA Executive Director Juva Sakala said government must also publish details of the areas and quantities of maize the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, intends to export. There's need for government to be transparent and to uphold the nation on where the maize is being exported, said Mr. Sakala. He stressed the need for the government to be cautious with the exports to ensure the country's food security is not compromised.
We're urging government to first publish a list of all entities individuals granted the export license. This will help prevent any party from exceeding the approved quota. In addition, a strong monitoring mechanism should be put in place to ensure that only the authorized 500,000 metric tons are exported. We must ensure that we avoid the repeat of last year's situation where excessive maize exports were always done and contributed to local shortages and high prices of maize meal. You know, with the reality of the climate change, we cannot assume that the coming season will have the favorable rains as the last.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has announced that the nationwide voter registration exercise will commence on October 13, 2025 across all the country's 156 constituencies. ECZ Chairperson Mwangala Salome said the exercise is targeting 3.5 million eligible voters based on national population statistics. Speaking during ECZ stakeholders meeting on the 2026 general elections roadmap in Lusaka today, Mrs. Salomis explained that the process will cater for new registrations, replacements of lost or damaged voters' cards, and transfers between polling stations. The exercise will cover all designated registration centers across the country, said Mrs. Salomis. She further clarified that all voters' cards issued in 2020 will remain valid for the 2026 general elections, meaning those already registered do not need to register again. Ms. Salomis also disclosed that anyone who turns 18 years old by or before April 30th, 2026 will be eligible to register and vote in the upcoming general elections.
It is important to note that this exercise is targeting new registrations, replacement of lost or damaged voters' cards, and transfers. Please note that voters who are still in possession of the voters' cards issued in 2020 and during the continuous registration of voters, which is currently going on, need not register.
We now join Chela Silwamba with the latest on the money market.
It's a lovely afternoon to listen to the Mon Radio Station on a Friday update for you on the business side. I got to go to the stock market straight up where 45264. Dow Jones AJ is 9482. That's FTSE 100.21994.90. Lusaka Stock Exchange doing super. Lose. You people, you got to look at shares on Lusaka Stock Exchange. Invest every month slowly. The next 5 years is going to be laughing. And 1.16 thing is the euro, 1.35 pound, 7.17 rather Chinese one, what's 0.68 old dollar. 1.68 New Zealand currency there. 17.57 is strong rand, 87.55 Indian rupee. Those who are driving 60.43, that is Brent, and 63.50 jet fuel. On the commodity side, I'm looking at corn, $3.99 a ton, 528 wheat, 1032. That is this international market, and of course the cocoa. You love cocoa lovers. It's $8 to $20 a ton international cocoa. Yes, and copper price $9.755 a ton and $3,339 an ounce. That is your gold. So much gold on the ground in Zambia. 15,105 nickel. So anyway, looking at the Kwacha, Kwacha is a strong currency for me. I think that's gonna put it. The banks are giving you APSA. They were up on 23.58. They dropped it 23.45, they just go now up again to 23.5, and that's the oscillation on the market. A Stanbic Bank very high, 23.62, but it's not gonna hold. Look, Zanaco, big gangs are there, they brought it 23.40. So 23.40 Zanaco, you can buy cheap. Stanbic Bank, where they are 23.60, they have no choice but to come there. So Kwacha on a leverage, 23.5. Enjoy your lunch, bye bye.
Thank you, Chela, for that update. In African news, Mali's military rulers say they have arrested a French national on suspicion of spying for his country in an attempt to destabilize the African nation. In a statement read on national television late on Thursday, the junta alleged that Yann Vezelia was working on behalf of the French intelligence service. Mr. Vezelia is yet to comment on the accusation. His picture was also broadcast alongside those of a number of army generals arrested recently for allegedly planning to overthrow the military government. Coming up shortly, global plastic talks collapse as countries remain deeply divided. This and for more, stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you. War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Net Christian Voice News.